Well, they're a good team, and I mean, credit needs to be where it's due. In this case, they did a great job in preparation for us. They're very well coached. Coach Regal does a nice job, and they guarded us hard. They didn't give us many, if any, second shots. And I thought actually, defensively, although we only scored 32 points, we didn't get the balance we were quite looking for. But I thought we kind of, if you will, slipped back into our execution down the stretch and in the possessions where they scored. You know, we did a great job doubling Ziggy, which we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then our backside didn't get in the lane, and they scored a couple easy ones. And no, that's just us. You know, they had little number 10 came in, who I need to say did a nice job for them. But we weren't giving him a cushion. We were trying to guard him too far away from the basket. He didn't shoot. I mean, I know it's, I think at halftime it said he made it. Oh, they corrected it. He didn't make any threes.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, we just, today was a prime example, and I don't want to take this away from Parkside because I respect the job they've done. We did a lot of things very poorly, and I don't want to use anything as an excuse other than I didn't feel like we had the zip. I thought we cut back enough in practice. You know, with only going 60 to 75 minutes just for preparation. And it's been a tough week. But with that being said, if we had the zip, I think hopefully it could have been, you know, we could have made a little bit better game.
Well, I thought one of the factors in the game obviously was turnovers.
You know what?
And turned it over 10 times.
You know what?
Half.
That was very uncharacteristic of us.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure why, if we're mentally shot or what. It's something that I'm not smart enough to know. But you know, some of the passes we made were just like, wow, is this Tech?
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, we're going to have situations like that, and that's what we have to eliminate if we want to be there at the end. And you know, it's that simple. And again, I don't want to take anything away from Parkside's good play, but you know, we just can't. The value of the basketball has to be greater than that in a one or two possession game, and we didn't have it today.
Well, looking at the stat sheet, the big man Ziggy, who I know you were concerned about going in, only had 10 points, but 6 assists for him. He did a nice job passing
out of those doubles. And that was, you know, if our weak side's there, you know, we get, you know, the times we executed, we got some nice stops. And, you know, I mean, we're not the type of team athletically that can take a possession off. And our guys know that, and we did today, and that this is what happens. And that's the first thing that we're going to work on, the things that we haven't made enough progress in, both offensively and defensively, caught up to us today. And it's just what it is. And I know that feelings are hurt when you say stuff like that, but it's us, and we got to get better.
We go into a layoff now, and we knew this was going to be a tough game coming in. Obviously, on their floor, they think they'd won 14 of the last 15 here in this facility. The one loss coming to a wash by a point. But you go into a break now. How do you guys? What's the plan now for the team, and how do you guys regroup for the next road trip?
There's a good rule that we have where we got, I think it's the 20.
The Christmas elves on now at Surplus Outlet and Home.
Where all Division II can't practice, and everybody go home and enjoy their families, which is awesome because I want to do the same with mine. And then we'll come back and we can practice Monday, whatever the Monday after Christmas. I'm not sure what that date is. And that's what we're going to be doing. We'll go two on that Monday, and then one on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, and then we'll take off for Ohio. So we're going to have three or four practices beforehand, and we're back at it. And now it's league the rest of the way out. We got 18 games left.
18 games left. They're all conference games, and you go in 2-2 in conference play. Coach, a tough one today, but thanks for taking time, and looking forward to having some time off and getting back at it down in Ohio.
It's always disappointing when you're not on the right end of the scoreboard, but I'm proud of this group of people for a lot of reasons. Clearly disappointed we lost, but I'm proud of the program.
All right, that's
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Head Coach Kevin Luke.